Hello, my friends. This is Alex Martinez coming back to you. I trust you guys are doing well. And today's topic is going to be, it's not cool to be mediocre. I'm slowing that down so you can listen to those words. It's not cool to be mediocre. And if you look up the word mediocre, you know, I'm not even going to tell you what it is, but just think about what that word means, like minimal, like not pushing yourself, you know, be procrastinating all the time, knowing that you need to get your bed done, your job done, right? Or cleaning your car or whatever it is, right? And you just never get the stuff done, right? But I'm really focused more on life, business, right? Sometimes we sit down and we know, like, that we have to, if you in the business of sales, right, you know, you have to do those calls, you know, constantly to hit your numbers, and we decide not to do, including myself. I go through those phases. That's why I'm talking about it. You know, I always talk about in this podcast stuff that I go through, that I've been through, that I still fight through, because it's very important to know that I'm normal just like everybody else out there, you know. And being mediocre sucks. It really sucks, because you don't want to be average. And I know that sounds cliche. Oh, you know, you don't want to be average, you know. You know, I'm, you know, and I know it sounds cliche, but in reality, do you really want to be average? I mean, come on. God created you. I'm not trying to get religious here. God created you, right? This masterpiece that could do whatever they want, right? As long as you're willing to do what it takes to get it done, you know? So we start, like, see, at one time, this is what happens. I'll tell you a little story. Remember when you were kids growing up, right? Hopefully this is not off topic. And you had dreams to become a fireman, a movie star, an astronaut, right? All these big things, right? You were unstoppable, right? You start growing, going through elementary school, high school, you know, you obviously you went through middle school, right? And then you get into the workplace, you know, and a little part-time job here. And then you probably go to college. And then after college, you know, you try to get a degree, work on your degree, right? And then you go to the workforce. And then somewhere in that path, you know, you probably get married, got kids, a wife, and a husband, right? Vice versa. And what happens is we start taking our dreams that we had, they start fading away, you know? And that's when that kicks in, like, damn. Am I really that small? Am I really not that powerful no more? Am I really not thinking? And that's when the mediocre comes in, because now you start shrinking. That's what mediocre basically means to me. You shrink. You can't think no more. You can't grow no more, right? So what happens is that those big dreams that you had when you was in elementary school and stuff like that, they become tiny because you were fearless when you were a kid, right? And you was thinking huge. But what happens, unfortunately, as you get beat up in life, you start basing your dreams on your freaking income, right? It's sad to say that. So meaning that if I make $50,000, $60,000 a year, right, my dreams are based on that income. See, before, when you were a kid, you didn't base your dreams on income because you didn't know what income was. And again, that's where mediocre creeps in. These little things in your shoulder, the little angel, your conscience, right? Saying, no, you can't do that, John or Brittany, you can't do that because you don't have what it takes and stuff like that. And then you start settling for that and say, oh, you know, I guess I can't do it, you know. And that's when mediocre again kicks in, you know. So you don't want to be mediocre. You want to be the best that you can, you know. And like I said, so now coming back to your income, making 50, 60, 70,000, you'd be like, well, I guess I can't take my family this year. I have to wait 3 years to take my family to Walt Disney. Or I have to wait 8 years to accumulate income to take my wife to Europe or my husband to Europe. How sad is that, guys? That everything switched around. And then mediocre kicks in. And I'm going to repeat that word over and over. Because that's what it is. It's thinking small. It's thinking that you can't do something. But guess what? It's possible. If you are willing to get your ass kicked, your teeth kicked in, your friends making fun of you, your family's making fun of you, sometimes your husband or wife making fun of you, sometimes your kids making fun of you, but who cares? Because at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, at the end of the day, the person in that mirror every morning is in charge of their life, you know. And if you don't take care of that person in that mirror in the morning, guess what's going to happen? Nothing. What they're labeling you out there, and what you're labeling yourself out there, which is mediocre, that's where you will be. And look, nothing wrong with being mediocre if that's the life you choose. I don't want to be mediocre. I've been fighting for life over and over and over. So I could be more successful. And guess what? When you become more successful, guess what? You can help more people. You can help your mother, your father, if they're still alive, right? God willing. And your sons, your daughters, your nieces and nephews. So guys, I know it's long. I'm looking at the calendar here. It's been over 7 minutes. Stop being mediocre. It's not cool. It's not cool, guys. But I believe in you. God bless you. Go out there and kick ass 2022. God bless. Bye-bye.